Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Check this out, guys. I think this is either a story or an idea that you'll either love or hate. Kanye West gave his wife, Kim, a virtual reunion of her dad, Rob Kardashian. Kanye gave his wife a 3D hologram gift of her dad, the late Robert Kardashian. Kim posted the video. It will blow you away when you've seen it, when you see it. Rob says, happy birthday to Kim and everything. They said that Kim and her sisters, brother, and mom were blown away by the gift, and there was not a dry eye in the house. I mean, they had this hologram of her dad saying, you know, that he's proud of her, that she's going to law school, that she's so smart, what a woman she's grown into, that, you know, her husbend is great, Kanye. I mean, he's saying all the right things, you know.
Happy
40th birthday. Yes. You're an amazing mom to your four kids. I mean, he says so many beautiful things to his daughter. You know, I mean, how could you keep a dry eye listening to that and looking at your actual father moving around and talking? Like it was like he was alive, really.
Oh, dog, that would crumble me.
Yeah.
I'd be
no good
right now.
I know. I don't know. And Kim said that it was an amazing gift, and she was very grateful to Kanye.
I know people think that's weird, but that's mind blowing. I've dreamed. Oh, I've had dreams of my mother talking to me.
Mm-hmm. Listen, coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll have more music and some trending topics right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so when we left, we were talking about the fantastic gift that Kanye West gave Kim Kardashian West for her 40th birthday. It was a virtual reunion of her dad, Rob Kardashian. It was a 3D hologram gift of her dad just talking to her, wishing her a happy birthday, happy 40th, talking about how proud he was of her, what a great mother she was. He's proud because she's going to law school and she's going to become a lawyer, which means she's following in his footsteps. And
he was
saying
current things that were happening in her life.
Yeah, saying that she was married to a wonderful man, Kanye. I mean, just, you know, he had to throw that in there. But Kanye, talk about thinking outside of the box. Man, that is so deep. It really, really is, you know?
No, that's really dope. That's really, really dope.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, no, but when I saw it, I was like, with my mom, I think I would.
My mouth would be open. And then I would be emotionally
drained.
I'm talking about I don't even know how I could, but it would stay in my mind forever.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Forever.
It's one of the most creative gifts I've ever heard of. Yeah.
How many times have you thought, man, if I could just talk to them one more time?
Oh, pick up the phone and call. Yeah. And mine is still kind of fresh. So, you know, I think of it, you know, quite often. But
no, I mean, if you could just hear him talk to you.
Yeah.
You know,
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, to say something encouraging to you.
I don't think I would want to see that. I really don't.
I understand it, Jay. I'm torn.
I mean, there are times where my mom used to live in Columbia, South Carolina, because, you know, when I go by that street, I always look in that direction because she had an apartment over there. So to see her in the flesh talking to me, I wouldn't be any good. It would mess me up.
Yeah.
Y'all have
lost y'all loved ones, your parents and stuff. But you know, my father called me last night just to make sure I made it through the storm last night, That's simple conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I look at it from you all, I was like, I got to cherish that.
Yeah, absolutely you do. Yeah. And you know what? I might be with you on this one, Jay, because I just thought, when I look through my phone and I see pictures of my mom, you know, I'm not ready to look at them right now. You know, I'd flip quickly or something.
So I probably couldn't do it. That next year with a surprise birthday party. I mean, does it keep going on? I don't know.
He's Kanye. He's creative. What can you say? All right. Coming up, it is our last break of the day, guys. It is our last break of the day. Ooh.
What? All aboard. Last break of the day.
And we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey at 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.